This is VOA News by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Coronavirus numbers are approaching 2.2 million cases worldwide. Deaths have risen to more than 146,000. The grim figures come from a tally being kept by Johns Hopkins University. The United States is by far the hardest hit country, with more than 671,000 COVID-19 infections and over 33,000 fatalities. To put those figures into context, the caseload here in the U.S. is larger than the next four nations combined: Spain, Italy, France, and Germany. Meanwhile, China says a city of Wuhan, the initial epicenter of the pandemic, claimed at least 50% more lives than previously thought. Nearly 1,300 victims have been added to the list, pushing Wuhan's death toll to just under 4,000, more than two-thirds of China's overall fatalities. Beijing state media are tracing the miscount to an overwhelmed healthcare system, forced to deal with thousands of sick patients in Wuhan's Hubei province. China's reworking of the figures adds strength to the argument that the true pandemic death toll may be much higher than current numbers indicate worldwide. For a second consecutive day, Singapore has recorded a major jump in cases. For months, the city-state was cited as a place with its effective disease controls, leading to relatively low pandemic figures. Now, Singapore is reporting another 700 cases plus, pushing its total to 4,400. In Europe, Germany's cases have topped 138,000. With 4,100 deaths, up from 1,300 a week ago. Here in the U.S., the White House says G7 leaders have agreed to coordinate the reopening of their economies after the coronavirus pandemic and to ensure what are called trusted supply chains in the future. President Donald Trump hosted the video conference with Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan as the world's biggest economies increasingly look to ending the economic paralysis caused by the attempts to stop the spread of COVID-19. United States is the current chair of the group.